Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Rob from Paul's Bow is. Rob, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and happy Seattle Rock Day. Now, Steve Miggs, we want you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions on this fine Seattle Rock Day. You may pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Which famous landmark in Seattle was built for the 1962 World's Fair?
Space Needle.
Correct. What South American mammal resembles a small llama?
Alpaca.
Correct. What Seattle-based movie about Bigfoot won an Oscar for Best Makeup in 1988?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Correct. Wonder Jelly was the original name for what product?
KY Jelly?
No.
Silly Putty?
No.
Pass.
Who had the album Operation Mindcrime?
Queensryche.
That is correct. The record for tallest wave ever surfed was set in what southern European country?
France.
No.
Southern European, Italy?
No.
I'll pass.
Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic met at what high school?
Aberdeen High
School. Yes. In what Texas city would you find the Alamo?
San Antonio?
Correct. With the number being in the 20s, how many total ferries operate in Washington State?
21.
Yes. What was Billy Joel's first top 40 hit?
Uptown Girl.
No. But you know what, Rob, you got 7 correct. That's very impressive.
All right.
Is it?
It is. I think 7 is very impressive. Danny's throwing shade. Oh, here he comes.
I'm just thinking that Steve's going to win, like I always do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm rooting for Rob, of course. Steve, are you ready?
To house divided.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah!
Which famous landmark in Seattle was built for the 1962 World's Fair?
Oh, that would definitely be the troll.
No.
I'm kidding. It's the Space Needle.
Yes. What South American mammal resembles a small llama?
Alpaca?
Yes. Which Seattle-based movie about Bigfoot won an Oscar for Best Makeup in 1988?
That would be a great, like, hip-hop sidekick to Tupac. Tupac and Alpaca.
Oh, God.
Sorry. What?
What Seattle-based movie about Bigfoot won
Harry Anderson.
Yes. Wonder Jelly was the original name for what product?
Is that... Vaseline?
Yes,
Vaseline.
It is.
Yes.
Who had the album Operation Mindcrime?
Oh, Queensryche.
Correct. The record for tallest wave ever surfed was set in what southern European country?
France.
No.
Switzerland.
No.
Italy.
No. Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic met at what high school?
I don't know. Aberdeen High School?
Yes. In which Texas city would you find the Alamo?
Dallas.
No.
Houston.
No.
Austin.
No.
Damn it.
With the number being in the 20s, how many total ferries operate in Washington State?
24.
No.
Damn it.
But you know what, Steve?
I did not do well.
You are a loser because the score was 7-6, and Rob got 7. Congratulations on winning, Rob.
Hooray.
Rob, might I recommend going to the Rock Shop and buying an I Beat Migs t-shirt to celebrate your big victory?
They are brand new this week.
They're
and
awesome.
They are fantastic. Nice work there, Rob. You both did not get this one right. The record for tallest wave ever surfed was set in Portugal.
Portugal.
And the Texas
I plan on breaking it when I go to Hawaii.
Yeah. Oh, you should.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I would not be.
The Texas city where you would find the Alamo, Rob knew that it was San Antonio. He also knew that there are 21 ferries that operate in the state of Washington.
Was that a lucky guess? Or did he
guess it on the first guess? I don't know. Maybe he works for the ferry systems. Not sure. And then one that he did not, or you did not get to, that he did get wrong. Billy Joel's first top 40 hit.
Ooh. It's not F Off Kid. That was like his third. I'm going to guess Allentown.
No.
Uptown Girl?
No.
Trying to think of what else. A Piano Man?
Yes.
Damn it. Yeah.
F Off Kid.
F Off Kid's my favorite.
Today we are celebrating Seattle Rock Day. Would you say that you are a Seattle music aficionado? How well do you think you know Seattle's music? We would love to put you to the test. 206-803-ROCK. If you think you know Seattle music, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Screaming Trees.
The Daily Migs Show.
Today is a glorious day, Seattle Rock Day. And from time to time, we like to play a little game where we go track by track on songs and see if our rockaholics can guess what the song is.
Today is the perfect day to do that since we're focusing on the great music here in the Pacific Northwest.
And when we play this game right now, we will not be focusing on Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, or Nirvana.
Too easy.
Way too easy. But we do have a couple rockaholics on the phone that say they are Seattle music aficionados. So we will go track by track on these Seattle songs, starting with drums, adding in the other instruments as we go along, and you have to guess what band and song it is. Let's get Blake from Enumclaw. Blake, what's your favorite Seattle band?
Alice in Chains.
Good All right. choice.
Well, this will definitely not be Alice in Chains, but let's see how well you can pick out what band this is. I'm going to start with the drums. We'll put some bass in there as well, and we'll work our way throughout every instrument. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. I'll throw a little bass in there to help out.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
Maybe a little guitar.
Is that the President of the United States?
You know it!
Visions come from a can. They were prepared by a man in a factory.
I mean, the writing was on the wall that Chris Ballew would eventually become a children's music guy because his music back in those days, it was very childlike.
I mean, this is one of my five-year-old son's favorite songs.
Yes. Shout out to Casper Baby Pants and the Presidents of the USA. Nice job, my man.
Up next, we've got Pogi in Tacoma ready to play the game. Pogi, what is your favorite Seattle band?
Well, I was torn between Alice in Chains and Soundgarden, but I've seen Soundgarden many times, and I never got to see Alice in Chains with Lane, so I gotta say Soundgarden. I actually met Chris Cornell a couple times, so he was the coolest dude.
What a great guy. And same here. I never got to see. I've seen Alice a bunch of times with William Duvall, never disappoints, but I wish I could go back in time and see them with Lane Staley. All right, this is not Alice in Chains.
I got to see him open for Metallica, but it got canceled, and I got really sunburned the day before the show, so I ended up taking my tickets back.
All right, well, we have no sunscreen to offer you at this one, but we're going to play a song, and we'll start with the drums, and then we'll work our way throughout all the other instruments. You have to guess what Seattle rock band this is. Are you ready?
Well, hopefully, since Karen referred to me earlier as a legend, hopefully I don't disappoint.
Let's just play that game. I'll throw a little bass in there. Taryn, you're stumped. Little guitar. What do you think, Pogi?
Come on up. Got you guys on speakerphone.
Let's try this thing. you go.
Nice work, Pogie.
I did like someone on a comment said, that song is basically saying, I miss you, babe, into a storm while your bandmates roll their eyes.
Oh.
Like, okay, that's savage.
We have one more contestant. It's Cameron from Olympia. Cameron, who's your favorite Seattle band?
You choose.
All right, I'm choosing Tad. That's nice. Your favorite Seattle band. All right, this is good.
I said the Accused, though.
Oh, the Accused.
Oh, we thought you said you choose. I'm like, okay, I'm choosing Tad for you. The Accused, great band.
No.
Okay. All right, we're going to start with the drums and work our way through all the instruments. You have to guess what Seattle band it is. A little bass. This is a tough one. Cameron will give you some guitar.
Candle box.
There you go. Yep. There's that lick right there.
Dead giveaway.
Song about Andy Wood. Did you know that?
I don't think I did know that.
He says like now... Lady or baby, but originally it was now Andy.
I love that. What a fun Seattle Rock Day tidbit from you, Steve.
Yeah, I remember
Miggs.
We had Kevin Martin on a long time ago, and he shared the story about how this song was about Andrew Wood, the late great lead singer of Mother Love Bone.
Seattle Rock Day, we will be celebrating all day long with music from the Pacific Northwest, but we're also raising money for Smash. So what is Smash? We're going to chat with Bob from Smash at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just kidding, we're not playing Hooker Shook this morning.
Psych.
Because it's Seattle Rock Day, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
And we've been having a blast so far. Huge component of the day today is raising critical funds to support SMASH, Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare.
We're a couple thousands in, a couple thousand dollars in. Our goal is to hit $10,000 today, and I know the Rockaholics, they've done it in the past, and we could do it again this year. Just please donate any amount that you can. I know money's tight for a lot of people, but any amount will help, and just go to KSW.com.
And there are so many incredible people that are involved with SMASH, and Bob from the board is one of those folks, and you're in with us this morning. Bob, thank you for getting up early to talk Excellent. Seattle Rock Day and all the wonderful work that SMASH is doing in our community.
Excellent. Thank you for being a great partner over the years. Thanks for doing this. This is awesome.
How would you describe someone says, hey, what is SMASH? What's the best way to describe it?
SMASH, our mission is to keep musicians alive and keep them healthy and go from there. And then we do a lot of items where we have harm reduction to make sure that folks are staying alive and practicing self-care properly. We have about 350 plus members, and we over the last year provide about, we're approaching about 1200 services. So about 100 times a month, someone is getting a dental check, someone is getting a mental health check in, someone is getting their vision checked or hearing checked. So there is a ton that we are doing to folks, and we look at musicians, they are right on the cusp of being an underserved community. And we want to make sure they don't fall to being a really underserved community. And folks are right on that edge.
It is a thing where like you enjoy the art of a lot of these musicians, but in order to make that great art, sometimes it comes from a dark place.
Yes.
And how do you take care of them? I mean, it's very like, you know, you want to make sure that they continue to make great art, but you also want to make sure that they're not in that dark place anymore.
And to continue to make that great art, right? And then a lot of things. I mean, there's not a lot of great songs about toothaches.
No. Yeah.
Right. So we want to make sure folks are.
I mean, Lord knows I've tried in my head.
Yeah, I tried. And I've heard those. Sexy. They're not all the.
That track, Root Canal, was a banger.
Yeah, it was a good hit. It was good. It was good local.
And Bob, I know coming up, there's the SMASH benefit happens every single year. And typically the organization kind of aligns with some music of some sort to celebrate. And this year the celebration is about Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
And we're doing that on, it's April 24th.
April 24th at
three
the Crocodiles.
Weeks.
Yes, 3 weeks from tonight. And then we'll be at the Crocodile, and we'll have a great after party at Madame Lou's and the Hereafter there. So that whole, we'll all stay under one roof. That team over there has been a great partner as well. And we're really looking forward to that. A-Ron, I heard him on earlier, so he'll be there.
So A-Ron Jones is playing. A-Ron playing Jones, the music of Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, awesome. We're playing. So we have some little secrets.
Who else can you tell us that's a part of this?
We have. So Pete Droege is going to be playing.
Okay.
We were talking earlier. One of my favorite scenes in Almost Famous is when Pete Droege and Elaine are playing in the. They're in the room as they're walking through the Hyatt down the hall. So just to have him on there is going to be awesome. We also are going to have Tezza Talks, who had a great show at Freak Out Festival, and then she has another show coming up here. Great album. Kim Byron's going to be playing awesome. With us, and then you know Kim was in Lazy Susan, and then she has the Golden West record coming out with Kathy Moore, who's also in Wild Rumors, who's the band who's going to be our house band. We're very fortunate to have the Wild Rumors as the house band. You know, SNL 50 had the Roots. We have Wild Rumors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I noticed for people to donate, we said we're just over $2,000. We're actually over $3,000 now. We have $3,400 raised so far for Smash, and we're getting closer and closer to our goal, which is $10,000, and I do believe we can make that happen.
Also, the auction has opened up, and I know, Bob, there are some amazing items people can bid on, everything from, you know, music memorabilia and Mariners tickets, so head to KISW.com and people can check all that out.
Please, please do. And if I can, one thing is, when listening to all these stories of the Seattle music scene and memory, the one thing that always just strikes me is this is who we are. We've always been this great community. I started playing in the scene in 94-ish. Mm-hmm. And Steve, you and I have known each other for a long time. And we always show up for each other. And this is what we do. This is who we are as an organization, who we are as a community, who we are as a city. And so I really appreciate how folks show up for each other in this way.
100%.
Super excited about this benefit show that we've been talking about. And Wild Rumors, the house band. We have Jen and Patrick from Wild Rumors in the house. They're going to be joining us in the studio and give us a taste of what things will sound like on April 24th after Alice in Chains.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're just soaking up every moment of Seattle Rock Day.
It's been a great day.
And we've been so impressed by the donations already coming in at KISW.com supporting SMASH, Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. And they have a benefit show coming up 3 weeks from tonight. And two members of the house band Wild Rumors are with us this morning. That would be Jen and Patrick. Good morning to both of you.
Hi.
Good morning.
Now, Jen and I have history.
Oh, yeah?
I found out that she played Beat Migs forever ago, back when I worked at The End, and I beat her.
Was it a close game?
The producer days.
No, it was not a close game. It was not a close game at all. It goes down in my brain as one of the most embarrassing 7 a.m. intervals of my life.
That's my favorite part. You walk in, like, you beat me once. I'm like, what?
So we're so excited about this awesome benefit show happening on April 24th at the Crocodile. If people want to get tickets, they are on sale at smashseattle.org. And you guys are going to be celebrating the music of Fleetwood Mac this year.
That's right, yeah. Which we celebrate the music of Fleetwood Mac, you know, on the regular. But we're happy to do it on behalf of Smash this time. It's for a great cause.
So now whenever I talk about Fleetwood Mac, because I was never a huge fan of Fleetwood Mac, and then I remember I got a little bit into when Christine McVie passed away. And I was listening to some of their music, I'm like, these are some great songs. And I start doing, I'm like, she wrote all the best songs. Mm-hmm. I get really nerdy about that because, like, you know, I never thought that because I wasn't really following their music. But then when I got, like, really entrenched in their sound, I was like, what an incredible songwriter.
It's true.
Yeah. She's amazing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hotly contested who your favorite member of Fleetwood Mac is, but I'm with you, sir. I'm a Christine guy. I'm Team Christine.
Team Christine, 100%. Yeah. Hey. The rest of them could... Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Jen and Patrick, we are so excited that you're in studio with us. You're going to give us a little taste of what we can expect at the benefit show on April 24th at the Crocodile. So without further ado...
Yeah. Normally when we do this, there's six of us and there's crashing drums and loud guitar solos, but Jen and I are going to give you the duo version.
Yes.
You all set?
Yeah.
Yep.
One, two, three.
I don't want to know the reasons why I love you. Right on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love. Honey, I just want you to feel fine. I don't want to know the reasons why your love keeps right on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love. Honey, I just want you to feel fine. Finally, baby, truth has come down. Take a listen to your spirit. It's crying out loud. don't know. You got me rocking and a reeling. Oh, yeah. I don't want to know the reasons why your love keeps running on walking on down the line. I don't want to stand between you and love. Honey, I just want you to feel fine. Want you to feel fine. Finally, baby, truth has been told. Now you tell me that I'm crazy. There's nothing that I didn't know. Trying to survive. Oh, you say you love me, but you don't know. You got me rocking and a reeling. In a wicked solo right here. Yeah, she's really, really shredding it. Really melting faces, and it's coming to an end in 3, 2, 1. Oh, I don't wanna know.
Wow. Steve was about to jump in on that third harmony there, you guys. Did you see that?
I did the guitar solo.
Did
you hear it? I went, it was a perfect guitar solo, right? I wish I had a tambourine while this was going on. That was amazing.
Jen and Patrick, part of the Wild Rumors house band that's going to be performing at the Crocodile on April 24th for the Smash benefit. That was absolutely stunning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's looking forward to seeing the full setup, the full band. That's going to be awesome. I think you know what? You redeemed yourself. I think your singing abilities way more important than trivia abilities. That was awesome.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Oh, I bet.
It does. Rockaholics, you can also support Smash by heading over to KISW.com. And Seattle Rock Day has just been an absolute blast so far.
We're over $3,500 raised. Let's hit that $10,000 before today's over. Hell, let's hit it before 10 o'clock.
Let's go.
Let's
do it.
You might recall that earlier this morning we were chatting with Dave Cruzan, the original drummer for Pearl Jam, and he ended up saying something during that chat that a listener picked up on, and it's immediately going to make you feel old.
Super old.
And it's such a random observation. You're going to hear what Dave said at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Earlier this morning, we had Pearl Jam's original drummer, Dave Cruzan, on the show.
Such a good guy.
And Migs, you observed that we got a text message where that texter observed something from the interview.
Taryn, there were a lot of observations. I'm going to play the audio of what they're talking about and see if you can figure out what their observation was and why it's making them feel old. Are you ready?
Let's go.
So this is part of the interview with Dave Cruzan.
He's like, hey, I was talking to Jeff Ament, and he said they're looking for a drummer, and his number's in the phone book, and, you know, give him a call. And I did, and Jeff was like, yeah, bring your drums down, and we'll jam and see how it goes.
Any guesses?
Is it that book of numbers?
It's the book of numbers. The text says, thanks for that Dave Cruzan interview. Migs, he's my favorite Pearl Jam drummer, too, but man, do I now feel old? I had to explain to my 13-year-old daughter about how back in the day we could find anyone's number in a book called The White Pages. LOL. Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
That part was like, I didn't even think about the fact that nowadays we don't use white pages or yellow pages or anything like that. But I thought, how funny is it? Like, hey, Jeff Ament from Mother Love Bone wants to talk to you about potentially playing in his new band. You know, nowadays you'd be like, hey, I'll share their contact. And this person's just like, he's listed in the white pages. Look him up.
So insane.
Like, I wonder how many other Jeff Aments were there. Did he have to go through a few to find the actual
basis?
The one. Basis? Yeah.
The guy.
I just thought that was a great... That's definitely a time capsule. So now we don't experience that anymore.
A teacher of the year is facing time behind bars. Why is this happening? You'll find out during the Daily Migs download after Brad.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here, and you have been here since before 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Celebrating Seattle Rock Day. Right.
Fun fact about the band Brad, named after Taryn's husband Brad.
Yes, everybody knows that now.
Oh, yeah. they knew him. They loved him. And they wrote songs about him.
They paid homage to him.
And the first record's called Shame, and that's what Brad feels every day when he goes home and sees all those farm animals. Wow.
Come on. Come on, B-Rad. Lighten up.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. You got to love these stories. A former California Teacher of the Year. Her name is Jacqueline. She just pleaded guilty to multiple counts of sexual misconduct involving two minor students.
Oh, man. Come on, girl.
I mean, she's so ridiculous. She's really going to face a sentence of possibly 30 years to life. Again, she was the Teacher of the Year. I'm sure she was the Teacher of the Year for some of those students.
Didn't we start that up here? Wasn't that a Northwest thing? With
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah, yeah, so get your own ideas. And
the GOAT of inappropriate teachers.
Right.
A man in Port Orchard was arrested after he broke into his ex-girlfriend's home. She heard him yell the words, "I've got Polly!" And then he took off with her pet chicken, whose name is Polly. Deputies did track him down. He was hiding in the woods with Polly the chicken. He ended up getting charged with burglary and violating a protection order. And this came...
I thought you said violating Polly.
No. Yeah. This came just hours after he had been released from jail. So he's probably going back there.
It's in a John Waters movie. You know, ladies, let's, you know, take care of who we bring into our lives, huh?
Take care of your chickens. Hey, the Mariners won yesterday. Thank you, Dylan Moore, for doing the Lord's work, helping the Mariners win yesterday afternoon. The Kraken won as well. It was a good day for Seattle sports. As far as weather, hitting a high of 55 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD. Thank you, everyone, who listened to Seattle Rock Day this morning and can continue with your show.
Yeah, thanks for your money, too, for on behalf of Smash. I don't get any of it.
Yeah, that's, you can go to KISW.com to make that donation. And Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.